The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Sydney Senior Services, where they never charge for their service.
I want to do another check-in with the Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Melody Schwegel is the executive director. Melody, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, as we've talked about periodically over the last several months, you've had to take theater and turn it on a pin multiple times and try different ways to do things. How's it going?
It's going really well. We've got our last of our play writing contest productions going up this Friday, and we're actually getting ready to launch our very first online auditions for our full-length play that we've never done online. So we are very excited about that.
So tell us more about, first of all, what people can watch this weekend.
Yes, this weekend we have Chris Davidson's play that he wrote called Wrecked, and it's a really good play. It takes you in a different direction that you're not expecting, and actually kind of like the other plays. Actually, all of the plays that were submitted were just fantastic, and I'm so surprised with how many twists each of the plays have. And so this one is incredibly good, incredibly well written. I think everybody's going to like it.
And
you can tune in on Friday at 7 o'clock on the UX Facebook page and watch it. It's for the live premiere.
And how does that work? Do you just go online? It's as simple as that?
Yep, simple as that. It's free. Of course, we are always taking donations. We are a nonprofit, after all. And we are taking donations if you go to our website, ux-theater.com, and you're welcome to do that. But yeah, just log into the UX Facebook page and at 7 o'clock, and it just pops up. If you're not able to do it at 7, you can definitely watch it anytime, because all of our videos are in the video file on there, so you can always go back and watch it anytime.
And talk about the auditions. Doing auditions like this is going to be different too.
Yes, we've never done auditions like this. I think in the past we've had a couple people send in some videos of them singing or and dancing for specific shows, but this one is an all-around online audition. So what they'll basically do is they'll just go to our website, they'll click on the link that has the audition page, how everybody fills out an audition page. There will be about 10 different monologues on there. So monologues, you don't have to memorize these. You can just, you know, look at and see which one suits you, read it a couple times, get a good feel for it. And then you'll click another link that's on our website, and it'll take you to a whole other page, and it'll have you record it right from that page and just submit it. And that's it.
Wow.
And it's a new process. We've never done this before. I know the high school uses the same program that we're going to be using, and Christina said that it is just fabulous, and we are excited to use it.
So then once you get people figured out, then how far up the road will it be before you show it to folks?
I believe this is slated for mid-March to go up. We have some other things planned in February, but March is I think is the date that we're looking at. And this production is actually, it's called The Help Desk. And every single person has probably called in a customer service line at one point to, you know, try to get their login password or something, or try to get a credit report, try to buy something, try to, you know, make a complaint, calling a doctor's office. That's basically what Help Desk is. It's 13 individual scenes, and they all center around a call center and basically what the customer experiences when they're calling one of the helpline, and vice versa, what the help desk is experiencing while talking to unruly customers. So it's very, very funny. There are 13 completely different scenes with great characters, and there are parts up to 20 people, ages 16 and up.
Wow. Yeah, you know, it's a common experience these days with all the technology and all the shifting ways that people have to interact and purchase things and all of that. And sometimes the help desk experience can be a bit clunky.
Absolutely, absolutely, which is why we decided to do this. Everybody can kind of relate to one or more of the situations.
Wow. You know, you mentioned February. Are you ready to talk about what you might do then?
I can't just yet, but it's extremely exciting. I'm probably able to tell you all about it next week, but we are very, very excited to bring something out. Or excuse me, how about, what if I phrase it, bring it out of the vault and showcase it for Douglas County? I'll say that.
Now we'll ponder that for a week until we talk to you again or something and see what's going on. I know that moving forward, looking to summer and fall and all of that, it's really hard to plan because nobody knows exactly where things are going to be at and what you're going to be able to do by then.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we started off a year. Actually, we haven't had auditions for over a year. And so we started off with, you know, plan A, plan B, and then we worked up to, you know, plan Z. We just threw away all of the plans and just realized that we're just going to have to adapt every single week. So we have actually met, our artistic committee has met and talked about things that we could possibly do in our 21-22 season. So we do have something in the works for live theater. If everything goes well and you know, vaccines are out and we're able to safely open to the public, then we do have a plan. If not, then we are continuing with what we're doing right now with some online theater, and hopefully in the summertime we can open up to some outdoor theater. But yeah, there's lots of exciting things that can still happen.
Well, certainly
the theater is closed.
Yeah, and certainly the outdoor options are a lot easier to deal with, though they've got some aspects like weather, you know, because this is Oregon, and even though it never rains that week of the year, that would be the week it would decide to rain. So there's things like that, and then of course some of the technical issues are different when you're outside and you're in a public area where other folks may be wandering by and things like that. But pretty fascinating. I got to walk right before it was playing, and I can't remember which production it was. Something you were doing. Oh, it was actually the one the college was doing outside there, I think.
Yeah, Tick Boom.
Yeah, in the summer. And I was walking by right before it was getting started. And just being a logistics guy for other things, it was kind of fascinating to just watch how it was going on. And then the occasional person that was walking by wondered what on earth was going on over there. So, but there's some definite options outdoors and hopefully indoors as well. Again, if people want to support you and check out what's going on, both the auditions coming up and the upcoming online production, give them your website and contact information again.
Yep. Everybody can reach us at, go to our website at www.uact-theater.com. We have all of the information for contacting us via email. We are working remotely right now. Actually, our theater's been closed for almost 2 months straight. So email is definitely the best form of communication for us. But if you want to donate, we've got a donate button on there. If you are interested in auditions or want to find out about the playwriting contest, anything that we have coming up in the future, it's all there.
All right, Melody Schwegel from Umpqua Actors Community Theater, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.